The book was better.
You literally just said stop talking.
Hello, and welcome to the Book Was Better podcast minisode. I am Kaylee Clark.
I'm Taylor Collette.
Today, we thought it might be fun to revisit something we haven't done in a while, which is doing a fan cast. There has been, the talk has died down a little bit, but there was a lot of talk, right, initially about HBO kind of doing this new Harry Potter series. Mm-hmm. And I mean, people still talk about it in the Harry Potter sphere, but we talked when it first was announced, we talked about how, while we will most likely still watch it, obviously, we would have been more excited had HBO decided to take something that didn't already exist and make it into film, like The Marauders, for example. So that is what we have challenged ourselves to do today, is to do an age-appropriate, which is kind of the caveat and really what made this a challenge, because when I at least originally picture like what I think The Marauders would be, I first kind of did that mentally a decade ago.
Yeah. So a lot of the actors that I would have chosen originally are in like their 30s now, and
they'd be great to play in like the Harry Potter series as like Remus and Sirius. Yes. now are in their 30s. Yes. Which is perfect. Not in their 50s, their 30s, because that's what the first Harry Potter got wrong. So
yeah,
we talk about that a lot. If you actually listened to our original OG episodes about Harry Potter, you would know that we have strong feelings about casting something a little bit better age-wise, closer, close that gap.
Yeah.
So that was the main challenge. We thought it would be fun to do a fan cast for the Marauders, basically just essentially, right, like James, Sirius, Peter, Lupin, Remus. I don't know why I did first name, first name, first name, last name. Lily, Snape. And then as a bonus, we were like, what about Voldemort before he like goes through four or five different bodies? Like,
yeah, before he's Snake Man, when he was still maybe a little hot.
Yeah, exactly. When he was still kind of Tom Riddle.
And this, when we say age appropriate, obviously the Marauders would have gone through school and like, yeah, it'd be really fun to see them. But we're not casting like 11, 12 year olds here. We're essentially talking like end of the
final year of Hogwarts
into post Hogwarts, joining the Order of the Phoenix up until like they get killed. Like that would be kind of the storyline that we're thinking.
Mm-hmm.
That they would show.
Once they're already all together,
more established
relationships kind of thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the age that we picked to cast. So,
but basically the idea was between the ages of like 17 and 20 is kind of like the age of actors we were trying to pick. Like,
trying is the key word. Okay. I don't know a lot of young people.
Yeah. And I'm like, maybe I really am just old now, or maybe Hollywood has just always been so bad at actually casting accurate aged actors.
Yeah.
That I don't know any, because it was some finding the right look and feel was a little difficult on some of these. So we shall see how they line up. So I don't know who you picked.
We did not communicate at all. Mm-hmm. Who we chose. So this is going to be a surprise to us, the other person, as well as you, the listener, obviously. So
it'll be fun times all around.
It'll be fun to see if any of ours match up, which would be just a crazy coincidence.
Or if some of these are like, I don't even know who the freak that is. Like,
there's probably going to be a few in here that you may have to Google.
Be ready to Google.
You, the listener, don't want to bother Googling, which is totally fair. When this episode is live, we will also be posting an Instagram post. It'll have to be two Instagram posts probably to fit them all in. with photos of these actors, so that you can just pull that up while you're listening and swipe through and see them as we talk about them. So you don't have to individually Google every single person.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead and pull that up and then we will dive right in.
Yeah. So we're just going to volley back and forth here.
Mm-hmm.
Starting with James Potter.
Yes. Very so important.
That one was your hardest to pick.
I couldn't find someone who was the right age, the right look, the right vibe. Really, it took me a long time to find someone. And I finally settled on this actor. I apologize in advance. A lot of these names I'm probably going to mispronounce. Just going to put a blanket statement right now. Probably going to say a lot of them wrong. I chose Rohan Chand. He played Mowgli in the live action Jungle Book.
Okay, so I was going to say, I have always pictured the Potters to be an Indian family.
I don't know why.
I know why. Because a decade ago or more, when we were active on Tumblr, we both followed the same fan, like, artist, and she always drew James Potter as Indian.
As Indian, and it's just stuck. It has stuck. Uh-huh. And so, yeah, I looked up, like, Indian actors, and I really tried to go through. There's not a lot of young Indian actors in Hollywood, and I think that that needs to change, because I think there's some real amazing actors. I think, like, the older ones are all great. I love them. Mm-hmm. So, but I finally found Rohan, and I feel like he has won the hair, because I think James Potter needs good hair. I think that that was very important to me. And then I think he could, you know, kind of have that suave strut, you know, that they always talk about James having, while also being able to have the more sensitive side that makes Lily, like, fall in love with him kind of stuff. So that is who I went with for my James.
So I also went with an Indian actor.
Okay.
But I went with Aryan Simhadri.
Oh.
Who does play Grover. But listen, you can't. The reason I went with that choice, and because it's not like I thought of his performance in Percy Jackson and was like, yep, there's James. But if you watch him in interviews and if you look up, like, press photos and things, like, he can turn it on. Like, he can turn on that, like, attitude and the, again, so I think he has the balance, kind of similar to what you said, where he could be James, where he's,
I could totally see it.
Kind of a prankster and goofy and has just likes to laugh and kind of mess around with his friends, but has, you know, a little bit of arrogance and can turn that on as well. So,
Yep, I see it. I see it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's so funny that, yeah, we both have clearly been.
I wish I could remember the name of the fan artist. Of that artist that
it wasn't did Viria. So much
because it did. It stuck out in my mind.
It wasn't Viria. It wasn't Andy. Oh, man, I can't remember.
If we remember, we'll share.
We'll put it on our Instagram story.
Mm-hmm.
But all right. Both very good choices. Also, we are going to, probably the day after this goes live, have a poll on our Instagram stories to have the final cast. So you guys can participate and help us in casting the actual fan cast of the Marauders.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to Sirius Black next.
Yeah, and this one was my hardest one.
This one was,
I could not find somebody that I liked. I could not find somebody
They have to have that Sirius Black, you know, Suaviv. Like, they just,
like, it. He's got, it's the Black family. Like, there's just, yeah. So yeah.
I had a tough time. I finally settled on this actor, and I had to like look through a few of their like images on Google to be like, all right, let's see. And I found when he has the longer hair, I was like, okay. So this is the hardest name. Zolo Meridueña. I'm so sorry. I haven't taken Spanish in so many years.
He's in Blue Beetle. Spell it for me and I will help you.
X-O-L-O.
Okay.
Yes.
Meridueña. Yeah, it is. That is how you say his last name.
Yep. So you got to look at the ones where he's got the longer hair. The X is
probably pronounced. Oh, no. It could be pronounced in more than one way.
Yeah.
It might be a Z sound or it might be a Sh sound.
Solo.
It might be Sholo.
Sholo. Apologies depending to him on that the
origin of the name.
I'm going to keep saying Zolo, but I think that he has that, you know, chiseled jawline, that, you know, I don't really care about anything kind of attitude that I think Sirius would have.
Okay. I went with Mark Edelstein.
Would I know him from anything?
No, probably not, because he's a Russian actor.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
Jeez, how did you even find him?
Honestly, I've seen him in, like, I've seen clips of movies he's in, like, on TikTok and Instagram. Okay. But I've never actually seen a movie he's in. But similarly, it's, like, by seeing clips of movies that, yeah, like, I think they're Russian movies, like, I don't. It was so hard. It was so I could not find, and I'm still not even 100% like all for it.
Yeah.
This was the hard one for me to find. And here's the thing is this Mark Edelstein guy, I think he's like 21 or 22. So I still technically fair, Zolo pushed is it a little also high 22. On him.
So
gosh dang it. See, yeah. So it was just that one was really hard for me.
Yeah. Yep. That's fair.
Yeah. Whereas Aryan, I think, is 18.
Yeah, Rohan is 19, I believe.
Yeah, so I was, like, on the money with that one.
Okay. I feel actually really good about my Remus. I actually really like it.
That one was my easiest one. I picked that one so fast.
The only thing is, I'm trying to think what... Let me look at his IMDb really quick to see if there's anything you might... know him from? Oh, yes. Okay, no. I remember what he's in that people would know him from. Okay. I chose David Mazouz. M-A-Z-O-U-Z. He plays Bruce in Gotham.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I think he has that kind of haunted scholar look that I just picture Remus having.
Yeah. No, I see it. No, I do. I totally see it.
Yeah. Like, give him a few scars, and I think that
I forgot that he's that old now, so.
I know. Well, that's why when I was looking, I was like, I think he's too young. And then I looked it up, and I was like, never mind. But yeah, I think that he could totally pull it off. So I felt really good about that one.
Okay.
And yeah, we know I can see that. From his performance in Gotham that he can do... like haunted child. Like,
okay. So can my pick because I did Noah Schnapp from Stranger Things.
I tried to not pick too many from Stranger Things. I tried to really limit myself.
Yeah. This one again was like when I was like, okay, age appropriate, Remus Lupin, Noah Schnapp. Fits what I picture in my head. I think similarly he can very easily do kind of the sunken eye, scars, like a little bit disheveled look. I think he could totally pull it off. I know he could do it very easily. Like this was one that just like, And yeah, unfortunately, Stranger Things is one of the only freaking things I've seen recently that with has child actual actors. Teen actors in it. Other yeah. than what? Percy Jackson. So.
Yes. No, it's hard. I was like, oh, no, that's older. Nope, they're older than that. Nope, they're older than that, too. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Noah Schnapp is 19. So he's like still in there. He's still in there.
How old was David? David is technically 23. But I feel like he looks
young. He does. Younger. He does.
So, okay.
Okay.
This one, Peter Pettigrew was also a little tough.
Okay.
Because I wanted someone, because obviously when we think of Peter Pettigrew now, like with the series, you think of him as like being kind of grimy and gross and you hate him. But in The Marauders, he hasn't betrayed them yet. So I was like, I don't want him to instantly be like, I hate this guy. I wanted someone who
could I think
make you like him so it would break your heart again when he does it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I when I picture like young Peter, I picture like he's like the cute one of the group where he maybe looks a little bit younger than the rest of them, even though he's the same age. And he has like a level of innocence around him that then makes it even more shocking and even more, like just sad the way his story turns out. Mm-hmm. Nope, I'm totally
so
with you.
I kind of went that right with too. Noah Jupe, who you might know from A Quiet Place and A Quiet Place 2. He plays the son.
Okay.
He is 19 now. But I thought that he just had, kind of that like kind of innocent, like goes with the flow kind of vibe that I think could really work for Peter Pettigrew.
He's got like a really sweet smile. Okay. Yeah. I can see that.
Yeah. So that was my pick on him.
So I went with Jacob Tremblay.
I recognize his face.
Who is from Wonder and Room and like he's done a lot of things. Okay. So he's like a very, he's one of those child actors that like he's been a child actor for a while. So he's like really good for his age.
Yeah.
But I think he has, kind of that. And he is only 17 even now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But he even compared to some other 17-year-old actors, I feel like he does just have like, he still has a little bit more of like the childlike stature. And yeah, just still looks very sweet and innocent compared to some of my other picks. So I thought that he was a very fitting Peter.
That's fair. And I also think that he kind of has the like right face for it. I don't know, something about it. Yeah, it's just like totally reads. Mm-hmm. So. Okay, so those are the main four guys. Those are the main Marauders. But then, of course, if you're going to have them, you also need to have Lily. So I love my Lily. I think that she is just, I think, oh, she's perfect. So I chose Isabel Oliver Marcus.
I'm Googling her because the name isn't bringing up a bell.
She was on Fresh Off the Boat, This Is Us. It was like the two big ones. Okay. And I think that she just, one, I mean, she's got the red hair and she rocks it. But she's got the sass and like the spunk that I always pictured Lily having while still, you know, being sweet and very like honest and good, but also like standing up for her beliefs. And I just think that she would be so good. And she might be my favorite of all the ones that I fan cast. I think she might be my favorite one.
She is older though, also, if I remember correctly.
She is, but look how young she looks.
Okay. Like, I mean, she could probably pull it off.
She has a slight baby face.
Okay. Like I see it. I do see it. And she is a very good imagery of Lily.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I kind of have two picks for Lily because I was like, well, if you want natural redhead, then Sadie Sink. And I think she also would do very well with the, can be a little bit more quiet, and then the sass comes out and the whatever. But my, like, if I think she could dye her hair and she would still really fit it, is actually McKenna Grace.
Mm, I definitely looked at her.
And she would need to be, like, yeah, she would need to dye her hair.
Or wear a wig. They have good wigs
but
now.
She's, that's true. But she's naturally a blonde. And I feel like a lot of blondes, when they go red, like, it looks very natural anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But I, again, she's been acting for such a long time that I find she's just so talented.
Oh, and
she's
yeah. So she can do good. Anything.
And most recently, she's been in, like, these Ghostbusters films. And just the way she, like, I just, she's, I really just feel like she's coming into her own, coming into herself. Mm-hmm. And I just, she can play smart, you know, like, pretty and smart, right? Like, she can do both and kind of own both, which I think is very Lily. So.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Okay, well, then we've got Severus Snape. Okay,
and then you have to have Severus Snape, which this was... My easiest one. I think we have the same person.
I think this is the one where I'm like, we probably picked the same person for Snape. So here's the moment of truth.
I picked Finn Wolfhard.
Same. I did too.
He's just, I mean.
It's perfect. He's
just skinny, pale.
The black hair and
the long black hair. He just, and I know he could pull it off. Because in Stranger Things, he
can play whiny, entitled kid. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, he's also a little bit on the older side where he's already 21. But I think he still looks young enough.
And I also feel like Snape would, because of his life experiences, almost look like older, more weathered in a way.
That's true, too. Mm-hmm. It would be great.
Well, that's going to be the easiest one to vote on.
Because that's all you get. That's your only option.
Yeah. And then our final one, like we said, we just thought it would be fun to add on who would play Lord Voldemort.
Because Tom Riddle.
In this fan cast situation, you know, you would probably show the Order of the Phoenix and the war against him. So you would need to have a Voldemort. I went with David Tennant.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be so good.
Specifically off of his performance in Jessica Jones, where he plays Kilgrave.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, he's such a good villain. And he's still, you know, kind of attractive.
I mean, he plays a villain in the Harry Potter series already.
So. Oh, yeah, that's true. But it's fine. We won't talk about that. But he attractive, but kind of scary. Mm-hmm. And, like, I know he can play just, like, absolute crazy man. So
when I pictured Voldemort, Tom Riddle Voldemort at this stage.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, I was thinking kind of like, okay, when they're still in school. Right. It's maybe before the prophecy, or he even knows about the prophecy. So it's kind of before he went down that alley. He's just gaining followers and he's just growing in power.
Yeah.
And I picture, right, like Tom Riddle, like very charismatic.
Yes.
Sounds super intelligent, like can really, before even moving to like the Imperius curse or anything, can really pull people and just shows with his power and everything. And so I chose George Clooney.
I mean, yeah. Look
at like recent pictures of him. Cause I'm talking like in his 50s, like current George Clooney.
Yeah.
And he's still got this just like look about him of just like, I know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking too, he's a very talented actor. He's been in a ton of things, but he's done a lot of like more jokester kind of roles, but I think it would be awesome to see George Clooney in a villain role.
Mm. Yeah.
I can't think off the top of my head of a film where he plays the villain, but I think he could play a really good villain.
I definitely think he could, but yeah, I can't think of one off the top of my head either.
But no. I do think of like the Ocean's movies where he just like convinces people to do whatever he wants.
Yes, he can be very suave, like debonair, mm-hmm. for sure.
Yeah. So that was another one where I'm like, this might feel a little out of left field, but just like hear me out.
Yeah. I can see it for sure.
So.
Okay.
I mean, that's our fan cast.
Well, we only matched right someone, there. Which is good. Yeah, but also not surprising. I mean, look at him. Mm-hmm. He would do so well.
Yeah. Can't think of anybody else.
Yeah.
So if you think there's some sort of obvious choice that we missed, we would love to hear it.
Yes,
so,
please let us know.
Mm-hmm. For reals. But that is our fan cast. So that is our mini-sode. Hopefully you had fun imagining with us, because who knows if they'll ever actually make the shows we want them to make.
Probably not. But it's fun to dream.
Next week, we are postponing Songbirds and Snakes a little bit, just because we want to make sure that we can get a time figured out and scheduled with We Ship It, because we really want to have them on with us for that episode. So instead, we are for April kind of into May. Is that what it'll end up being, yeah. Right? We're going to be doing a series. We will be doing the To All the Boys, right? Is that what the series is called?
To All the Boys is trilogy, yep.
That's what it's called? Okay. I've only seen the first one. I know Netflix really? Made all three, but I've only seen the first movie.
Oh, okay.
I really liked it.
I've seen all the movies. I have not read any of the books. So.
Okay. So, yeah. So that's what we'll be doing next instead. Songbirds and Snakes is still coming, but probably in May now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, we will be posted and asking for fan faux pas on the first book, which is just To All the Boys I Loved Before, in the next so many days here on Instagram and Facebook. Or you can also always email us your thoughts at tbwbpodcast@gmail.com, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So otherwise, any other things to share? Or I think that basically wraps it up.
No, I think that's it. Hope that you all enjoyed our fan casting. These are always really fun. If there's other books or even, I mean, this isn't technically a book, but, you know, other things that you would like us to fan cast, let us know, because we really enjoy doing these. I think it's fun to kind of imagine what could be. So let us know. Other than that, though,
I got manifested into existence. No.
yeah.
But we do appreciate you all for tuning in and listening, and we hope that you all have a great week.
And don't forget to read.